Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. I just give reverence to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on the radio broadcast on today. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order. This is our Sunday worship, afternoon worship. We're going to call it to order now. We're going to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and we're going to go for it. Okay.
Please.
Amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 46. Sorry. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her and that right ear of it. The heathen rage and kingdom and the kingdom were moved. He shattered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh war to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder. He burned the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. And the Lord of the hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. I have just read you Psalm 46 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come now, God, confessing, penting every sin, Lord, and asking you, Lord, to forgive us and cleanse us today through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First of all, God, we just come right now, Lord, asking you to bind up the strong man today. We ask you to bind the strong man from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to bind up the strong man right now, God, from this radio broadcast, God. Every witch, every warlock, every wizard, bind them up today. Bind every demon that have an assignment. Your assignment is canceled now in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus today in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice on today, God. And I'm asking you today, Lord, to bless them right now and cover them in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels right now, Lord, all around about them to protect them right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now, God, to give you all the praise and give you all the glory. We magnify your name, Lord. We lift your name up, Lord, that all men may be drawn unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you today to send your anointing to this radio broadcast, God. Send your anointing today, Lord. Send your anointing today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall on this radio broadcast, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall, God, on this radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing. Put a shift in the atmosphere, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory, Lord, and we give you praise on today. We magnify your holy name, Lord, and we glorify your name, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we give you glory today, God, and we thank you for blessing our service on today. We thank you for sending healing and deliverance on today, Lord. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, Father, amen and amen. And thank you, God. We just give God praise. We give him glory on today. We magnify his name on today. God is a good God. He's a blessed and wonderful God. I give him praise today. We're going to just go into our testimony service today. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to just testify. We're going to give God some praise on today.
Change me, oh God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Make me love you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Change me, oh God.
Yes, God. Thank you for changing me, God. Amen, amen. And giving reverence to God and to everyone in their respective places, I just thank and praise God today for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast, and I give God praise today. I just want to tell God thank you today. I'm not going to be distracted by this static that's in my phone. I'm not going to be distracted by anything, but I just give God praise and I give God glory on today. I just praise his name. He woke me up this morning and God started me on my way today. I have a sound mind. Some people woke up and didn't have a mind. And I just give God glory and I give God praise on today. I have all the activities of my limbs. I can move around, move about, eat what I want to eat, drink what I want to drink. I give God praise on today. Somebody went to bed last night that did not wake up this morning. I thank and praise God that he spared my life. I give God praise on today. I magnify God today. God is good God, worthy to be praised. I don't know about nobody else. I can't say what he did for you. I can only testify for myself because I got up this morning and I shook myself. And I just thank and praise God today, and I just give him glory today. God is some God, and I give him all the praise today. I don't take nothing for granted that he do for me. God is a great God. He's a great king above every king. I give him praise today. I don't know about you today. I don't know what God did for you today, but all I know is Christ and him crucified on the cross, that he died for my sins, for all of my hang-ups. I give God praise for that, that I can have my name in the Lamb Book of Life. I got a right to the tree of life. I thank God on today. I don't know about nobody else, but I can praise him all day long and all night long, and still wouldn't be enough to praise God for his goodness. I thank God on today. He's a mighty, 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 mighty good God. And I give him glory today. And I give him praise today. God is good. Yes, he is good. God is good. I don't know about you, but this is testimony service now. If you want to testify, you can testify. If you don't, just keep your mouth closed on the Lord. I give God praise today. And I give him glory all day long. I thank God on today. I thank God today. I thank him today. I thank God today. Woo, he's hot. And when I tell you he's been so good to me, I'm telling you, blessed and highly favored among women. I know I am. I thank him too. We have any more testimonies today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, if we don't have any more testimonies, we're going to go right on into our, because I have another song here, and then we'll go into our, to the Word of God. Amen.
God is able. God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. Tell me who made mountains move out of my way, who made the mirror cause of my sin. The doctor and Lord, who can still tell me, and when I'm in trouble, who can I better help me as every step Lord is able. God is able. God is able, oh, and he won't stand. Tell me who's taking it.
Father, we come today just giving you praise and glory, Lord. I just ask you to bless your word even the more, God, and let me decrease that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, will increase and minister to us on today, Lord. Father, let your holy anointing fall today. Let the power of God fall in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about my pure or tried word, God's pure word. It's a tried word. We're going to be coming from Psalms 12, from the first to the eighth verses there. And the focus verse is verse 6. The word of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified 7 times. His words have to be tested and minified many times at great heat. Every promise God has spoken is valid. Every promise that he's spoken is valid and will surely come to pass. When a person's word is tried, it is worth so much more. Many times you have given a promise to someone, and immediately after that, all kinds of difficulty, opposition arose against you to prove your word. Because sometimes we'll say, well, I can come over, I can do something. And then you have all kind of opposition trying to get you not to do it. Because you know when you don't get God's word and get it in your heart, the devil, Satan, has snatched that word from you. And you won't even know what word it is. Sometimes when we busy, God trying to get our attention, to tell us whatever he's trying to tell us, and sometimes he'll say it. And if we don't catch it right then, God snatches, I mean, the devil snatched that word from you. You will never get it. So God get ready to give it to you again. So we have to stay prayerful, stay listening, stay focused on what God is saying and what God is doing, you know, so we won't have so much opposition. Satan wants to annul the word that God is giving you, because he knows that if he can do that, he will have made a liar out of you, or he wants to annul the veracity of your word, because he wants to make you out of a liar in the things that you say or the things that you promise people that you would do. So that's what he do. You know, he sit around and wait for stuff and just laugh at us. But we have to have the word of God. Satan's tactic to destroy your word or our word is to make you change your mind. If you find that a decision you have made was not a good one and that it was made without God's guidance and would be against his highest will, through prayer and divine instruction, you may be permitted to change it. But it is not good to be deceived or deceptive. It is better to think about what you would do before you speak. That's why you have to be slow to speak. You have to think before you speak all the time. All the time, because it's so easy to tell a lie. Told one yesterday, had to repent. I ain't ashamed to see it. Because, hey, I ain't trying to impress not one man, nobody but God. So I had to repent. I had to repent. I had to repent. Man came to the door, asked for my husband. I said, he ain't here, just quit. I was like, oh, God, forgive me right now in the name of Jesus. That's how easy it is and how Satan just likes that stuff. He just probably fell all out. But the devil is a lie. I went and fell on my knees and repented, asked God to forgive me and cleanse me through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we have to continually to do that. And ask for God, we have to ask for guidance. So God, you know, he'll know that we're not just doing something. The devil wants us to just blurt out. You know, you can get the wrong, people can be misunderstood or are taken for granted and stuff, and then you blurt out, well, you shouldn't have said this, or you shouldn't have did this. That's not the way. That's not the way. You need to think before you say something. But whatever decision you about to make, you need to think about it before you make it, before you speak it out. This also spares others from coming into confusion through your decision. You know, God not a part of confusion. So you have to not be confusing people. You shouldn't be confusing people with what you say. Think before you speak some. When you speak a word, let it come to pass. If God speak a word, you know it's coming to pass. It cannot be turned around. When you say stuff to people, sometimes you say it to hurt them. You say, well, I said I was sorry or forgive me. That stuff still be in their heart, in their mind and stuff, even though they forgive you. You can't take that stuff back. You have to keep, you know, I've been there. I've done that. And it's happened to me. You can't take it back. But God's word is pure. When he gives you a word, he's giving you a word. And you know that number 7 is a perfect number. God's word has been tried perfectly. And because you are his followers and disciples, we will be tried until the words that you speak are as pure as refined silver. Silver speaks of redemption. Your word shall lead others to blessings and to salvation and redemption. Do not be overcome by the testing of your words or the promises you have given by the word of your mouth or even in writing. there will be great testing, but to do the best that we can to keep our word. Man's word, spoken word, should be as reliable as God's written word. If it isn't, he loses confidence in himself. I'm talking about man, not God. And his conscience, and he wouldn't know he is a liar. So we have to try to keep our word. God's word is perfect and it's pure. God's word was tried in a furnace of the earth. It was him. He became a man and took upon his own self an earthly body of his inhabitation for 33 years. That God was tested to the extreme, and his promise to become sin sacrifice was put on trial to such an intensity of heat in the garden. And he cried out, if it is would be possible, let this cup pass from me. That's all in Matthew 26:39. But God was tried for us. He put on man. He put on flesh and came down for us. And he was tried back and forth, in and out. They took a murderer over Jesus. They took Barabbas and said, crucify Jesus. I'm telling you, that's just awful. But it had to be done. You know, I often wonder if they knew that they was crucifying Jesus, would they have done it? And I'm saying no, because he was the Savior of the world. And he wouldn't have never been able to die for our sins if they hadn't have done that. But it had to be done so we can have a right to the tree of life on trial. His word, every word he said, they was watching him. The Pharisees and the scribes, they was watching everything and listening to everything he said. Even when he was out teaching these different groups of Christians and baptizing and whatever he was doing, he was teaching, and they was asking him stupid questions, taking the word that he said through the fire. But he overcame and yielded his destiny and said to the Father, nevertheless, not my will, but let thy will be done. Let thy will be done. I thank God that he let God's will be done, the Father's will be done. Because if not, we would be dead in a burning hell, believe me. God is a good God. He's a good God. I thank him. He knew that for this reason he had to come into the world to fulfill the word, to fulfill his promises that the Father had given through the prophets. Because Isaiah spoke about it over in Isaiah too. So to you, we will be tested in earth and vessel. Remember that. When you are, you can overcome even as he did. So your body becomes a furnace heated sevenfold, seven times. You should overcome and be glorified in this body. The corruptible shall put on incorruption. And the fiery furnace of your dwelling shall become your garment of glory. And you shall bear the image of the heavenly. See, it's one thing about Jesus. The Father sent his only Son down to go through this for us. He went through all of this for us. And I thank God that he did. I know I sometimes sound like a broken record, and I don't really care because I ain't trying to please man. I'm trying to impress God and please him for his pleasure. But when I tell you I just thank God that he died for us, because if he didn't, we, you don't know what kind of trouble we'd be in. You don't know what would be going on. You don't know. It still seems to come, because we're in the book of Revelations and we have passed. So it's things coming that we probably won't even understand. But if you stay in the word of God, you will know that this, these things must come to pass. God's why not one tittle or diddle of God's word going to fall to the ground. Not one. Every one of them going to come to pass. And we got to know that it's going to happen. Tell you, I show you a mystery. We should not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And when we shall be changed, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Now I tell you today that God's word is powerful than any two-edged sword. That God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light into our path. The word of God is flawless. The word is righteousness. The word of God is perfect. It's right and it's true. God's word is what we need to get by every day of our life. God's word is. So I just thank God that his word is true. His word is righteousness. His word is our redeemer and redemption. God's word is everything that we need. If his word is in us and we in him, we can ask anything that we want. And he'll do it for us. And I thank God today that he sent his only begotten son that died for us. I thank God today that they nailed him to that old rugged cross. They nailed Jesus to that old rugged cross. They put nails in his hands and they put nails in his feet. Oh, yes. They put a crown of 72 thorns around his head in the name of Jesus. I thank God that Jesus gave up his life for us. He didn't have to give it up, but Jesus died on that cross for your sins and for my sins and for all of my hang-ups and for every one of your hang-ups. I thank God today that he sent his only begotten son. I thank him today that he sent his son. I thank God that I can have a right to the tree of life, that I got salvation through Jesus Christ. I thank God on today. He didn't have to give up his only begotten son. I thank God on today. I thank him today. I don't know about you today, but I give Jesus all the glory. I give my Father all the praise, because he all that I have, but he all that we need. And I give him glory on today. I give him glory on today. I magnify Jesus. I give him glory today. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for reaching way down, picking me up out of a horrible pit. Oh, I thank you today. I give you glory today. If it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, I don't know where I would be. I don't know what I would be doing. I thank God on today. I give him glory today, Lord, and I give him
praise all day long. I give God glory today. God is a good God. God is an awesome God. King of kings, Lord of lords, lily of the valley, bright and morning star, rose of Sharon. Oh, he's my shepherd boy. He's the shepherd, and I shall not want him. I thank God on today. God didn't have to do it, but God did it. God didn't have to do it, but he did it. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Oh, my heavenly Father, the lifter up of my head. I thank you today. I thank God on today. I thank him today. I thank God today. I give God glory. Hallelujah. 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 I give God glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God today. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, God. Oh, I give you glory. Light of a hundred. Oh, yes, God. I give you glory today, God. I don't know about you today. I don't know about nobody else. All I know is Christ and him crucified. For me, I thank God. He didn't have to do this, but he did. I thank him. Hallelujah. Everything to me. He is everything to me. And married to the black backslider, I just thank him today. He don't give up on us. We should never give up on him. I thank God on today. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I give God glory today. I give him glory on today. I give God glory. Hallelujah. And I give him praise on today. God is such a good God. Hallelujah. And I thank him today. God is good. I thank God on today. God's word is pure. His word been tried and tried and tried and tried. And you don't think we're going to be tried? Our word got to be our bond. We give somebody our word, we better keep every promise. Because if not, you're a liar if you can't. So don't say it if you can't do it. That's what God wants us to do. That's the right thing to do. Think before you speak. Sometimes we can't always do what we want to do, so don't say it. But I thank God on today. I thank God that he kept his word. I thank God that he died and he did not come down from the cross. Then God the Father raised him up with all power in his hand. He was raised up with all power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to save and heal, power to deliver. Father gave him that power. And I thank God on today. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. It ain't always been easy. He didn't say it would. But I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. Because God has taught me so much. And I thank God, hallelujah, this day. I thank him today. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. We're going to get ready to go into our altar call. Anybody need to come to the altar? Time to come in your heart right now. In the name of Jesus. I want everybody to stay encouraged, to be encouraged. Encourage yourself if you don't have nobody else to encourage you, because God is good. I don't care what it's looking like. I don't care who wins. God already won the battle. The battle's already fought. The victory's already won. I tell you what, God's still in control. I give God praise on today, and I give him glory today. God is still in control. I give him praise today. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, and I know that it's still room around the throne. I know it's still room. I know you still accepting people. I just thank God today. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for raising me up. I thank you, Lord, for elevation. I thank you today, Lord. I thank you today, Lord. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you today, and I thank you for the blood that Jesus shed down on the cross for us, Lord. Oh, God was healed. I thank you today, Lord. I give you praise, Lord, and I give you glory. I'm asking you right now to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover them, Lord, and everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just keep them all covered, Lord. Cover their families, cover their children, cover their grandchildren. Keep them covered today, Lord. Cover my great-grand in the name of Jesus. Cover those in the hospitals, Lord, those that sick and shed in. Cover those behind prison walls, Lord. Keep them covered under the blood. Cover those in penal institutions in the name of Jesus. Cover those backsliders, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that's homeless people, the homeless and shelterless don't have nothing to cover them with, Lord. I'm asking you today, Lord, to cover your people all over the earth in the name of Jesus. Your people, men and women, boys and girls, all over the earth, I'm asking you to touch right now. Some of them sick, Lord, and some of them need you for one thing and some need you for another. But you know who needs you for what. I'm asking you to show up and show out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Lord. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord, and we bless your name, your holy name. We give you glory, and we worship you, Lord, and we give you worship today, and we worship you, Lord, and we bow down, Lord, and we worship you, Lord, and we bow down, Lord, and we worship you, Lord, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. I hear the Lord say greatness, in the name of Jesus. I just thank him for his goodness and his greatness. Oh, yes, God, I just thank him. You're a great God. You're a righteous God. You're a perfect God. And I give you glory today. I give you glory today. I give you glory today. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I bless your holy, holy name. I give you glory, hallelujah. I give you glory, hallelujah. I thank you for every mountain, and I thank you for every valley, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah. Nothing you can do, nothing you do for me, I take for granted. Not one thing, not one thing. You wake me up every day. I thank you every day. I thank you every day. I thank you, Lord. I give you glory, and I give you praise every day of my life. I give you glory, and when I can't say a word, I just wave my hand. I give God glory. Hanorabasi. Oh, yes, God, thank you for strength. Thank you for strength. Thank you for strength. I thank you for my strength and my health and my thank you today, Lord. And I thank you for my being and having tenacity to keep on going in the name of Jesus. And thank you for making a way when it seemed to be no way, no kind of way out. You always open a door, open a window, open heaven. I thank you today. I give you glory and I give you praise on today. I just thank you, Lord. Bless every member, everyone, every member of the end time men and women of war, life support, on the prayer room ministry. I ask you to bless them today. Bless them, Lord. Bless today. Bless your pastors, apostles, bishops, prophets, and ministers, teachers, preachers, evangelists, priests, and missionaries. Bless them all over this earth, Lord. You know who your people are. I'm asking you to bless them, Lord, and cover them in the blood today. Encamp angels all around them, Lord, to bless them today. I ask you to fill this house with your angels. Send a legion of angels, Lord, to surround this place. In the name of Jesus, let there be peace and joy in this place. Let the Holy Ghost reside in this place. Let your anointing rule and reign in this place. I give you glory and I give you praise. Send your glory cloud in this place in the name of Jesus. I give God glory. I give God glory. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give him praise. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yadabasi kamandi. Oh, yadabasi nandoraba. Oh, I give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, Lord, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God, I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, I give God praise and I give him glory today. Father, I ask all these things. I just want to pray for those that sleeping under bridges and in cardboard boxes in the park, Lord. And those that don't have food that's eating out of the trash can, wherever. Lord, I ask you to just bless them and cover them, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, just cover them now, God. And in the name of Jesus, just bless them today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you to cover the plane that my baby coming back home on. Just cover, send your angels now, God, to already prepare it, Lord, and that they may be sitting on the wings and that he may be piloting it, the plane, be the pilot of the plane, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you today. I give you glory. I give you praise. Hallelujah. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. I just want to remind us today. This week right here, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I want you all to mind, stay focused on the Lord. I need you to not be doing little things. Think before you say stuff. Don't talk about nobody, especially God's leaders, because God is warning. This is a warning. We got to stop talking about the leaders. We got to start praying for them. This week and for the next 3 weeks, watch what comes out your mouth. Watch it. Watch it. And I want everybody to have a relationship with the Lord. You got to have a relationship. You got to position yourself. You got to try to position yourself. If you don't have a relationship with God by now, he's looking at you. Get a relationship with the Lord every day. Meet him the same time every day. Have your relationship with God. But I'm telling you now, stop talking about people. Don't let nothing come out your mouth. Keep it all. Give it to God. If you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. This is a warning from the Lord. Don't do it. Don't say it. Amen. So I just thank and praise God on today. I give God glory and praise. I'm going to not hold you any longer. I just thank and praise God for each one of you. I appreciate everyone that's on our radio broadcast today. I love you all. Father, we just thank you for this, for your word today. We thank you for your word today. We love you, Lord Jesus. Bless every one of us, God. Bless them right now. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You all have a blessed night. God love you. I love you too. You know, if you need me, call me. I'm here all the time. God bless you. Love you all. Have a good night.